Jen. I'm curious. Would you ever drink nail polish remover, hair dye, or battery acid?
No.
Could I ever convince you to consume mothballs, paint, ammonia, or tar?
No.
Well then, why do you smoke cigarettes?
Wait, what?
According to the American Lung Association, the 600 chemicals in cigarettes when burned create more than 4,000 chemicals waiting to be inhaled and infect your organs such as your lung, heart, and mouth. Still sound cool? Cigarette smoking is the number one cause of preventable disease and death worldwide and costs the U.S. an average of $4,000 per adult in medical costs. Cigarettes are killers that travel in packs. Be smart, don't start, and if you're looking to quit, go to www.ffsonline.org.
Fresh, fab, and world-famous, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to Keeping It Fit here on Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Runaway, and for the next hour, I will be talking all things health all the time. This is show numero six, and I'm super excited, first of all, because that means I'm halfway through, more than halfway through. And second, this show is all about the healthy things that I love. I hope that everybody's off to a great start to their week. It's only Tuesday, but hey, it's better than Monday. So as I said, today's all my favorite topics. Consider this to be similar to Oprah's favorite things episode, minus the fact that I don't buy everyone cars. Okay, so here we go. Starting off with my favorite workout, indoor cycling. This is a yay or nay type of workout for most people. There's really no in between. But if you're into spinning or you're thinking about getting into it, this segment is definitely for you. Prepare to drip with sweat, get your blood pumping, and want to come back for more. Maybe. Indoor cycling classes help you shed fat, improve your heart health, and boost your muscle endurance. Your legs will get a serious workout. By the end of class, you'll have a steady stream of feel-good brain chemicals called endorphins. Yay, my personal favorite. Many gyms offer indoor cycling classes, or you can join one of the popular cycling boutiques like Flywheel, which combines indoor cycling with a weighted workout for your arms, or SoulCycle, which adds mind-body exercise to its bike routine. There's a Soul Cycle right here in Larkspur, if anybody is interested. I have to say that it's one of my personal favorites. It's like a party on the bike in those classes with the flashy lights and the blasting music. Really, there's no other way to take a cycling class, in my opinion. So plan to do 3 to 5 classes a week for best results, or add 1 to 2 classes a week into your workout routine. Classes usually last about 45 to 60 minutes. An instructor will lead the class through different types of cycling, like uphill climbs, bursts of speed, and short recovery periods with easy pedaling. Sometimes you'll get off the saddle and pedal in a standing position as well. There's a bike for each person in the class, obviously. They usually face the same direction, either toward the instructor or a mirror. The instructor chooses the music to go along with each phase of the class. They may play an upbeat song for 5 minutes as you pedal as fast as you can, and then they might play a slower tune while you catch your breath and pedal slowly. You may bike for 5 minutes with a lot of resistance to mimic riding a major uphill with a song to match the mood. Some instructors use imagery to keep you going. You'll imagine yourself pedaling fast through a desert straightaway or steadily up a green mountain on a Caribbean island. It's a great way to keep your boredom at bay for us people who don't really enjoy the just basic cycling. And by the end of the workout, you may feel like you've been through a real adventure and you should be proud of what you've accomplished. Seriously, it's no joke. And if you've taken a cycling class, you know that it's no joke. The intensity level is very high. Indoor cycling is intense. Your heart rate will soar and stay elevated for 45 to 60 minutes. There will be brief moments of slower pedaling, but most of the class will be steady work. Some of the areas that cycling targets, the core is pretty much a secondary muscle group that that cycling can target. If you engage it enough and you're conscious about it, then it's all good in the core department. This workout doesn't really target your arms, but if you choose to do a class similar to SoulCycle, then there will be a weighted workout on the bike that will target your arms, if you're looking for that, which I strongly suggest that. The most targeted areas in cycling are the legs and the glutes, obviously. Expect nonstop leg work. Your quads, hamstrings, glutes, and calves will feel the burn. And all that pedaling will for sure engage your glutes. This type of workout doesn't focus on flexibility at all. It's mostly about the aerobic strengthening and low impact perks. Your heart rate will stay elevated throughout this supercharged cardio workout, and the pedaling will boost your muscle strength and endurance. Another spinning perk is that there's no pounding when you're spinning, so your hip, knee, and ankle joints will be treated gently. A bit more info on cycling here for you guys. There is a cost, so plan to pay for a gym membership or a class fee. One class may cost about $35. You'll pay less per class if you buy them in a bundle, which is usually the case. It's good for beginners. If you pick a class specific for beginners, talk to the teacher before the class starts and tell them that you're new to the exercise and pace yourself. Don't try to keep up with other people in the room. Focus on your own workout. And I advise that for every workout that you do, especially if you're just getting back into working out or you never even started and you're starting. Gyms have specialty stationary bikes. It's probably a good idea to bring a towel because you'll definitely sweat. If you're advanced or hardcore indoor cycling enthusiast, then you may want to get a pair of cycling shoes that are extra sturdy and can clip onto the bike pedals. Expect to pay $150 or more. Indoor cycling is a great way to get in your cardio each week. It's a low impact workout, but it's no ride in the park, and that's for sure. Many classes are very high intensity, so talk to your instructor and doctor first. Well, yeah, so they can help you tailor the program to your needs. Taking classes involves going to the gym or specialty studio, and this can get pricey. If you enjoy working out with others in a very structured environment, then indoor cycling is a great fit. If you like to sweat it out alone, then you may enjoy riding your bike outside instead. All right, that's all I've got for cycling, my number one favorite workout ever. That was super exciting. When we come back, I'll be talking about my favorites in nutrition right now. So stay tuned to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. Alrighty, guys, welcome back to Keeping It Fit right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. So every week I preach about eating healthy in my nutrition segment, but the truth is I honestly have the worst diet ever. I chugged a Red Bull before I came in here, I must admit. So I do try to be conscious of the food that I eat, but typically I eat a lot of pizza and I drink a lot of peppermint mochas, a lot more than I should. So I'm about to be super realistic in this segment, and I will tell you the things that are really staples in my diet that I would be okay with recommending, because the pizza I wouldn't be okay with recommending. So for breakfast, I usually eat oatmeal, and the hardest part about this is that oatmeal can actually be extremely unhealthy if you're not doing it right. The key is don't buy the flavored oatmeal. Flavors like maple sugar or apple cinnamon or whatever they are, they're not healthy. They're not healthy for you at all. So if you're eating this type of oatmeal and you think that you're set in the health department, then just go ahead and look at the ingredients for a big shock. Most likely there's more than 10 ingredients. Even if you get the packets that are labeled low sugar or low fat, it's really all the same. So don't be fooled. It's really not good for you. So what I do to avoid this is I buy the steel cut oatmeal where the only ingredient is rolled oats. So the one ingredient is the oats. It's honest and simple, as it should be, but I won't lie, it isn't very flavorful or super fun to eat by itself. So what I do is I cut up bananas or apples and I put it in there, or maybe sometimes when I really don't want to eat it and all I want to do is go get a donut, I'll allow myself to put a scoop of peanut butter in there. And it sounds so strange, but it is so good. And as long as it keeps me away from the local donut shop, then it's all good. Okay, so another thing that I do enjoy eating is acai bowls, which I've become pretty obsessed with. I just like recently discovered these things, and I have some massive love for them. I don't make acai bowls. It's kind of difficult, and I'm kind of lazy. So I usually get them at the Nectar Juice Bar. There's other places to get them. I'm not quite sure where. There's a lot in San Francisco. I'm not quite sure about Marin, though. Acai is a purple berry fruit from South America. The berry contains antioxidants that defend the body against life stressors, help with anti-aging and disease. Some also say that the acai berry aids in weight loss, increased energy, and better skin. When this purple berry is mixed into smoothie form and is covered with some key fruits and toppings, it becomes an acai bowl. Usually it's granola, bananas, and strawberries. I always get the one with the peanut butter in it, so it's probably not that healthy anymore, but it's still pretty good. And let's see. So the additional health benefits of just the acai berry include fat burning, improved digestion, healthy skin, hair and nails, mental clarity, increased energy, and improved sleep. All very great things. Everybody go run and get an acai bowl right now. So unfortunately, it's highly unlikely that you will see raw acai berries in the produce section of the grocery store. The berries begin to rot soon after picking, so if they're not immediately frozen or freeze-dried, they're gonna rot. But don't worry, there are still many ways to enjoy the acai berry in your diet. Acai juice is number one. Acai juice is now fairly common and can be found at many corporate grocery stores such as Costco, as well as many organic grocery stores such as Whole Foods and Sprouts, and it's likely to be in your local health food markets. Acai bowls, like I said, is another way to enjoy this acai berry. Acai bowls are most prominent along beaches in places like California, here, right here in California, Brazil, and Hawaii. And it's funny because when I went to Hawaii 2 summers ago, I saw tons of it around, and I didn't know what it was, so I never got it. Now I'm pretty mad. So it has an ice cream-like consistency, topped with fresh fruits, nuts, seeds, and honey. And, yeah, people wait in line for these things for, like, 30 minutes. And it sounds ridiculous, but it's worth every minute. The last common staple to my diet would be hummus and carrots. It's super easy, and it's on-the-go friendly, which is completely what I need. You can take it anywhere, and it's so good. So here's a little truth on why, that's a little fun fact, why carrots are good for our eyes, or are they? We don't really know. So it says here, vitamin A deficiency causes the outer segments of the eye's photoreceptors to deteriorate, damaging normal vision. Correcting vitamin A deficiencies with foods in beta carotene will restore vision. Studies have shown that it is unlikely that most people will experience any significant positive changes in their vision from eating carrots unless they have an existing vitamin A deficiency, which is common in developing countries. So where did all the hype surrounding carrots and vision come from? During World War II, the British Royal Air Force started an advertising campaign claiming that the secret to their fighter pilots' clear, sharp vision was carrots. Now, realistically, the fighter pilots' accuracy was due to a new radar system that the British wanted to keep secret from the Germans. But the rumor spread and remains popular today. Just a little fun fact that I wanted to share. So I don't know what to believe anymore. I feel like my whole life was a lie. No, I'm joking, but seriously, I thought I was helping my eyes when I ate carrots. I guess not. I'm a little disappointed. But it's a very interesting little fact there. So other possible, I say possible very strongly here because we don't really know. Other possible benefits of carrots would be that the antioxidants in carrots may also help with blood sugar regulation, delay the effect of aging, and improve the immune function. And that's all I have for the nutrition segment today here on Keeping It Fit. Stay tuned for the best of the best in exercise watches right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Look around, sight and sound. Look in, look out, look around. Look around at the sight and sound. Look in, look the storm in the eye. Look out to the sea and the sky. Look around at the sight and sound. Look in, look out, look around.
Did you know?
Keeping it fit right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The best running watch or GPS sports watch is a personal choice and much depends on the amount of detail you want from your runs. But beyond just simple tracking and pace information, the latest watches will feedback heart rate information to detailed and observations of your running style. In short, GPS watches are becoming powerful tools in the runner's world. I have one and I love it. So some of them are pricey, some are more affordable, most have GPS, and a few have full mapping. There's a handful with heart rate monitors built in and a clutch that will even help out with your swimming and cycling needs as well. Of course, there's no one perfect watch, so some of my picks are below. And these ones, I read the reviews, and this is kind of what customers had to say about them. So the ultimate top pick would be the Garmin Forerunner 225. It's Garmin's first running watch with a built-in heart rate tracking, which means users can enjoy the best GPS tracking on the market without the uncomfortable chest strap, which is what I have, and I actually don't really like that part, but the rest of it I like. The combination color screen and vibrating alerts makes training within zones much easier, and there's activity and sleeping tracking to boot. And this is an all-rounder at a fair price. It's it runs for $299. And yeah, that's kind of expensive. But it's good for what you're getting. Some of the good budget option ones that don't have GPS would be the Runtastic Orbit. Essentially, it's a fitness tracker which can pair to your smartphone and be display for the popular Runtastic app, so you can see your pace, distance, and time from your wrist. A handy display if you're already taking your phone out for a run. And this one runs for $78, which is a lot less than the Garmin. The next one for budget options without GPS would be the Magellan Echo Fit. Another watch that just mirrors what's happening on your smartphone. It works with Runkeeper, Strava, MapMyRun, and Wahoo Fitness to bring pace, distance, time, and other running info to your wrist. And this one runs at $129. So the next category for watches would be the best entry-level running watches. Basically, a more affordable take on the Polar V800. This is the Polar M400. The M400 is a brand new watch that tracks pace, distance, and altitude via built-in GPS. But that's not all. This beautiful-looking running companion comes with special skills. So the next one would be the future of fitness Apple Watch. Apple's first wearable takes a full-on approach to fitness. You've got two native apps to play with. Activity shows your daily movements in a colorful ring, while workout lets you track run, cycles, and gym sessions. However, the watch itself doesn't have GPS, so you're restricted to always having your phone at arm's length to get accurate results. On top of 24/7 activity tracking, that means you can ditch your fitness band. There's a whole host of running specific innovations to keep you moving and motivation. There's an interval timer that can be tuned to time or distance for custom training sessions. Plus, it'll even give you an estimate of when you'll finish your run based on a current pace, which is something that I really like. I like to like set goals, and when I meet them, I can say, oh, I need to finish this run in 10 minutes. And if I do, it makes me super pumped. So I love that. So for those who get lost easily or often run on their travels, there's a cunning back to start option that'll direct you to your starting point in the shortest distance possible. If you're looking for improved performance, and most of us are, the Polar Running Index calculates how you're hopefully improving over time based on heart rate and speed. It'll also tell you the training effects of every single run. And that Polar watch runs at about $185. And all of these so far you can get on Amazon if you're thinking about getting one. The next one would be the TomTom Runner, which I've actually never heard of until researching this. After dropping Nike, who partnered up to produce the first Nike TomTom sports watch, this name is kind of funny, the upgraded Runner remains TomTom's first solo stab at a running watch, and it's not a bad attempt. The Dutch GPS giant has since moved on with the TomTom Cardio Runner, but this is an entry-level run tracker that tracks treadmill and outdoor activity. The Runner is brilliantly simple to use. The easy-to-read display puts your vital stats, pace, distance, speed, right where you need them to be, while pairing a heart rate monitor. Unlocks zone training, and a nifty race function lets you compete in real time against previous personal bests. Battery life could be better, and the way that the watch face falls out of the strap is far from successful designing. Being forced to sync every other day to ensure GPS accuracy is also irritating. But for new runners, looking for a level of stats and training support at a decent price, the Runner remains a smart option. And this runs at $126.99. I like the fact that you can run against yourself in this watch. It seems like I would get super competitive if I had this one. The next one here is the Garmin Forerunner 15. Another sporting all-rounder device that's designed as an all-in-one fitness solution rather than a pure play running watch. The Forerunner 15 tracks you while you're hitting the streets and at your desk. The built-in GPS gives you distance and pace, and you can hook up a range of other external sensors, including heart rate monitors, cycle sensors, and foot pods that measure additional stats like how many steps you've taken, calories, and treadmill runs. It's also waterproof, adding a touch of swimming So you can, well, you can swim with this watch on, which is fantastic. With a decent 8 hours battery life in GPS mode or 5 weeks in activity tracking mode, it's got the legs to outlast most energy entry-level runners. Plus, all of your data can be synced and onto the Garmin Connect smartphone app. And this one runs at about 140. On to the next category, which is the best high-end running watches. Alrighty. Okay, so we got the TomTom Cardio Runner, number one. While you might not associate TomTom with the running watch game, this specializes powering Nike's sports knit for years. With that in mind, it's a lot of little surprises that the Dutch company's second batch of Keep Fit kit is something of a stormer. The Cardio Runner comes with a built-in optical heart rate monitor that works like a charm and is naturally a GPS recording. It's naturally going to just record your where you're going, so it's going to map out your run. And you get interval training and challenges to split your run into zones, and there's even the opportunity to race against your own ghost. So if there's a weakness, it's the off-device logging software. But the watch itself is an absolute cracker. For triathletes, there's a multi-sport version too, packing extra swim and cycle tracking smarts. And this one runs at about 270. The next one is the Fitbit Surge, which Fitbit seems to be all the rage lately. Everybody loves Fitbit, and I see everybody wearing Fitbit everywhere. It's Fitbit's most powerful wearable to date, and it's adding smartphone notifications, but it's still the fitness pros that wins out here. Onboard GPS makes for accurate route tracking. A week-long battery keeps you going without the need for a charger, and the rubber construction is durable. So, oh, but I guess reviewers said that it's a bit on the itchy side. It's also the first Fitbit device to pack an actual display, even if it's on a monochromatic touchscreen. And that one runs for about $250. Still, every single one of these is on Amazon. The next one is the Suunto Ambit 3 Sport, the cheaper version of the Ambit 3 Sapphire Peak. The Sport Edition packs accurate GPS for tracking speed, pace, distance, and altitude, along with route guidance and a compass for keeping you on the right path. The heart rate monitor works even if you're taking a dip in the pool. And the addition of Bluetooth lets you connect the watch up to your smartphone for altering settings and diving deeper into your stats. And this one, the Suunto Ambit 3 Sport, runs for about $315. So, up next is the category of best running watch. No money, not an object. So, I think we're going to get crazy expensive here. The first one up is the Polar V800, the perfect training timepiece for swim bike runners. The Polar V800 tracks everything you do on 2 wheels, 2 feet, in the water, or dry land. Android Wear distance, fat burn, calories, and max heart rate are all covered on super clear screens that are brilliantly customizable. Pair it up with a Polar H7 heart rate monitor, and you can also unlock the V800's zonal training smarts, making sure you're sweating it out to achieve the right effect. Hooking it up to Shoe Pod, and it'll also give you a cadence, stride length, and other insights to help you get your running form correct. wannabe wiggos can also opt for a range of cycle accessories to increase the stats haul from two-wheeled training. What it reveals while you work out is one thing, but this smart watch keeps giving long after you've snuck your post-workout protein shake. The recovery status and other features predict when you'll be ready to train again. The V800 doubles as an activity tracker and lets you see whether your daily calorie burn comes from just being alive, workouts, or general activity. Wow, that's interesting. I like that one. So that one runs at about 340. The next one is the Garmin Forerunner 620. Garmin's the king of the running watch kingdom right now, and we could have chosen any number of their gadgets. But if you must, the super high-end Garmin Forerunner 620 measures like pace and cadence. The 620 brings in VO2 max data for an indication of how well your body transports oxygen, which is some crazy stuff. There's also recovery check and recovery advisor, which analyze fitness and keep you from injury. And all of those can help complete as detailed a detailed look at your running and tell you what you need to do. You'll need a separate heart monitor strap for it to talk, but otherwise it's got you covered so tight you're practically vacuum packed. It actually looks really good too. It looks like a normal watch, so nothing crazy. And that one runs at about $350. The next category for these watches is the best multi-sport all-rounders. For the serious athletes, Suunto's Ambit 3 gives you an accurate tracking capability thanks to the GPS and some nifty connectivity tech. Pair the watch up with the Suunto Moves Count app to alter settings and check your progress on your phone. The watch itself is jammed full of sensors, from a compass to a heart rate monitor. It even works during swimming, and an altitude checker, and of course it uses the GPS to give your route guidance. And that one is about $380. The next one is the Garmin Fenix 3. I don't really know how to pronounce that, but it's the update to Garmin's previous all-action sports watch. The Garmin Fenix 3 is perfectly suited to runners that have broken beyond the pavements. So cycling, open water sports, swimming, and even cross-country skiing are all supported. But it's running where the Fenix really earns its stars. When paired with the heart rate strap accessory, the Fenix 3 tracks distance, elevation, cadence, vertical oscillation, and VO2 max. And the Garmin Connect software, it's brilliant. And this one is brilliantly $550. Okay, last one is the Sony Smartwatch 3. If your interest has been the Android Wear smartwatches, then the Sony Smartwatch 3 is your running savior. The only watch to have GPS built in, and it can track runs away from your handset, and boasts 4 gigabytes of built-in memory for music, which can be listened to using a pair of Bluetooth headphones, which is pretty compelling stuff. All right, and that one is $250, and these are all available on Amazon. And that's it for my watch segment. So stay tuned, and up next we will talk about my top 5 favorite songs. So stay tuned to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu.
entered the champion, Prince Vitor appears, to battle for freedom from chains of long years. The spell has been broken, the dark lands are bright, the wraith of the necromancer soars away in the night.
Welcome back to Keeping It Fit. For my last segment, as always, I have my top five favorite workout songs, and they're really good today, so I'm super excited to share. The first one is super popular right now. It's called Confident, and it's by Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Alrighty, I totally love that one right now. I didn't want to turn it off, can you tell? So the next one is called Roses, and it's by the Chainsmokers. That's the band name. And here it is.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands were on. I turned him to gold and it took him higher. But I'll be a daydream, I'll be your favorite things. We could be beautiful, get drunk on the smoke a little weed on the couch in the back room, hide away.
That one is called Roses. I just recently heard it on the radio. That's why I had to play it today. The next one, kind of old, but still a really good one. It's called Waves, and it's by Mr. Probs. Here it is.
Touch the ground, touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. I'm slowly drifting away, wave after wave, wave after wave. I'm slowly drifting, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the
Alrighty, like I said, that one was called Waves, and it's by Mr. Probs. And up next is Suga by Robin Schultz. Ooh, baby.
higher than the ceiling. Hey, ooh, baby, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
All right, up next we have a song called Here, and it's by Alessia Cara.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can't.
Guys, that's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed the hour here on Keeping It Fit, and I hope you guys all have a great rest of your week. Stay healthy the rest of the week, and stay tuned to Penguin Radio, because at 4 o'clock we got another student show. All right, guys, goodbye.